This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. There's another grim discovery of children's remains linked to a former residential school in Canada, this time in the province of Saskatchewan. A Native organization says there are hundreds of burial sites near the former school. This follows the discovery of remains last month in British Columbia. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The Cowessess First Nation in Saskatchewan received federal grant money to work with an underground radar detection team from Saskatchewan Polytechnic. That work was to have started nearly 2 years ago, but was sidelined because of the coronavirus pandemic. Leaders of the Cowessess First Nation say they've found hundreds of unmarked burial sites near the former Maryvale Indian Residential School. In a statement, the Federation of Sovereign Indian Nations says the number of unmarked graves will be the most significantly substantial to date in Canada. The Maryvale Residential School was run by the Roman Catholic Church from 1899 to 1981. It was demolished in 1999 and replaced with a day school. Nigan James St. Clair is an associate professor of Native Studies at the University of Manitoba.
This is just a long time in coming in which communities have been seeking to find out where their children are. And every Indigenous community in this country has a story of lost children, has a story of children who went to the schools and never came home.
The Cowessess First Nation is expected to provide more details about the discovery today. The news comes just a month after the remains of 215 children were discovered at a former residential school in Kamloops, British Columbia. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
In the U.S., an investigation of Indian boarding schools launched this week by Secretary of the Department of the Interior Deb Haaland will include working closely with tribes. Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs Brian Newland says it's important to shed light on what happened at federal boarding schools.
We are going to engage in tribal consultation on how best to use this information, protect burial sites, and respect families and communities. It's going to take us some time and it will be difficult. But as Secretary Haaland said, it is our responsibility.
The Federal Indian Boarding School Initiative will seek to identify boarding school facilities and sites, locate burial grounds, and identify the tribal affiliations of children. During the pandemic, the four Peck tribes in Montana finalized plans for a new wellness center. They hope to close healthcare disparities. Yellowstone Public Radio and Report for America's Taylor Stagner has more.
News of the Fort Peck's new wellness center comes as tribal governments nationwide reckon with unaddressed health issues from the COVID-19 pandemic. Kenny Smoker is the director of the Health Promotion and Disease Prevention Program for the tribes. He says he hopes that the new wellness center addresses many interlocking issues that contribute to the shorter lifespan for natives on the Fort Peck Reservation.
And if you look in the obituaries on a daily basis, which I do, the numbers are always very low. I mean, the ages, you know, and that's what we're trying to make a difference in. Nothing else. Giving our people that opportunity to extend life.
The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services found non-natives are expected to live almost 20 years more than natives. Jackie Weeks is on the Economic Development Committee for the Fort Peck Tribes. The new $23 million project got a little assistance from the CARES Act.
So about $1 million in CARES fund went in, just specifically for those items that contribute to assisting with the pandemic.
The Wellness Center will have medical, dental, mental, and cultural services, plus dance classes and other cultural programming. The new Wellness Center is slated to be complete by the end of 2021. For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for nearly 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com. This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.